It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. UW-Madison ranks eighth in the country for research and development spending, while Johns Hopkins University leads the nation with over $3 billion in R&D expenditures. Calculations there by the National Science Foundation for 2022, and we discuss spending priorities and challenges in academic research at Wisconsin's flagship campus. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Cynthia Chakowski is Interim Vice Chancellor for Research at UW-Madison and a Professor of Neuroscience at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Cynthia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. I'm excited to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. So UW-Madison ranked sixth in the nation for research funding a few years ago when it was receiving hundreds of millions of dollars less in research grants. Why is the ranking lower today, even though the funding for research is up?
I would say it's a little complicated in that at one time, we had some cuts in faculty, and there was a decrease in the number of faculty on campus. And so we saw this drop, but I would really like people not to focus on these numbers. So unlike whether we're eighth or fifth or fourth, right now it's pretty amazing. For the first time, we exceeded over $1.5 billion in research expenditures. And that increase actually came by about with a 10% increase. And the research expenditures you could think of is a measure of our productivity. And this ranking is over like 900 public and private universities. So being ranked eighth is pretty good. But we're actually really closing the gap with the three institutions right above us. So we're behind Washington University by 36 million, UCLA by 13 million, and UCSD by only 10 million. And so our research growth is actually been 10% in the last year, and then, or the year between, the HERD ranking is based on our expenditures on 2022. But so we are closing that gap. And so I would really say, when we're thinking of something between like 35 million, when we're dealing with like 1.53 billion, like we're right up there.
Mm-hmm.
there's a lot of wiggle room there. Well, and I really, partially, UW is, we're really excited to see this growth. And our growth rate was the second highest.
Well, rankings aside, though, you know, research expenditures, they are one way to measure a university's productivity in research, as you said. What other indicators should we be paying more attention to?
We should be really paying attention to what kind of awards that our research scholars and also our inventors are doing. What are how do we take our research discoveries and really move it into innovations for the public good? And so what I would say is UW-Madison is unique for both our breadth and depth of our research, which spans from scholarship in the arts to space satellite research that makes weather forecasts more possible. But we're really in this idea, the Wisconsin idea of innovation for the public good, is also really unique. And I would love to give you an example of that.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an example. And there's an assistant professor who is in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And her name is Jennifer Van Os. And what she was really interested in, she went across the state talking to dairy farmers, saying, what do you need? What is lacking? And what they said is they really needed something to help them improve cow handling skills in dairy farm personnel. And so Jennifer is really a serious researcher in trying to develop games, serious games. So what her goal was to create a digital serious game to transform training in farm animal handling. And so she got together a multidisciplinary team, including human health, behavioral changes, vet medicine, animal welfare, and they have a game called, gotta love this, Moving Cows. and it's a game to improve cow handling skills. And the app is now available. I tell everyone online, go on either iTunes or Google Play app stores. And they now, in response to this, so this research being done at UW is then being going out to the rest of the state and also the world. So that's just one example.
You find a problem, and here is a innovative, perhaps practical solution in cow handling. We are talking with Cynthia Tchaikovsky, the university's interim vice chancellor for research, as we discuss the growth of funding at UW-Madison for research. Call in with questions and comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Cynthia, along the lines of technology, this is not in dairy, but the School of Computer Data and Information Sciences that is under construction when the school opens next year, how will it fit into the plans announced by the chancellor last month to advance artificial intelligence research?
Perfect question. Thanks so much, Kate. There is tremendous excitement on campus watching this construction of the new School for Computer Data and Information Science, which I'm now going to call CDIS. The building is going to be really this hub of collaboration across university units, working in areas of computer data information sciences. And it's really a place to co-locate departments and also centers, and where high-tech learning and collaboration come together. And the key of how this is going to work with the new initiative, which is the RISE initiative, which the chancellor recently announced, which is research, innovation, and scholarly excellence, which that initiative is not just based in AI. It's really to help address significant, complex challenges of importance to Wisconsin and the world. And the idea is to accelerate and do strategic faculty hiring between 120 and 150 new faculty.
What do you make of that number? Yeah. 120 to 150 new faculty.
Right. And we're going to then, the first focus area is in AI. And so that'll be about 50 faculty, which AI, due to its generally, transformative potential and also its cross-disciplinary, it really is the right one to start. And so we think with this new building, and also what it will do is that it will help us begin to dedicate resources to hiring these scholars. And also we're really excited about this because it's also going to give us opportunities to build and use AI for particular kinds of different kinds of research. One would be in fusion research. So we want to use data science and AI tools to really bring about the promise of safe and renewable clean energy. And so here we're using machine learning tools to accelerate the knowledge of magnetic fusion devices to, and this collaboration will help us move.
And I'm going to jump in right there with Cynthia Tchaikovsky, Interim Vice Chancellor for Research at UW-Madison, Professor of Neuroscience at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Be part of this discussion about research and discoveries. Call in with the question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine UW-Madison's research enterprise and priorities for spending on work in labs and potential innovations. Cynthia Chakowsky is Interim Vice Chancellor for Research at UW-Madison, a professor of neuroscience in the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. I want to turn to federal funding. About half of the UW-Madison's research funding is coming from federal grants. Is funding from federal sources on the rise?
Yes, our federal research proposals have risen, at least in the last HERD ranking, 14.5% to $741 million. And so we are getting more and additional monies from federal resources. What's interesting is our federal dollars are more, I would say, distributed abroad versus some other top research universities, in that we have money from both NSF, from the USDA, from the National Institute of Health, also from the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense, while some other universities, let's just say UCSF, have almost all of their monies coming from like NIH because of most of their research funds are focused on medical school.
So, you know, the White House cites more than 20 federal agencies funding research in our country, and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act created new federal grant programs. I'm wondering, is UW-Madison winning these new grants?
Yeah, this is really exciting, and I know you've probably heard that Wisconsin won a designation as a regional tech hub. Mm-hmm. And those are those tech hub from the federal government. Those are were authorized by the CHIPS and Science Act from the Biden administration. And so we were chosen from, we're a consortium of public and private members. So I would say we are a consortium of, for example, we're working with Medical College of Wisconsin, UW-Madison, our tech colleges, BioForward Consortium of required of multiple biotech companies and industries such as GE Healthcare, Accuray, Exact Sciences, also part of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and bipartisan support. So all of us got together, which is hard sometimes to get everybody in the same room.
Right, you're name-dropping
really,
big companies, yes.
Right, really drives the state's tech hub designation, because this designation requires public-private partnerships. And so to really drive economic development and workforce build up. So this is not money that's really, we're part of it, and we're a really important part because we are an economic engine in the state, but we are just a part of this. And we were chosen from 371 applications across 49 states. So there were 31 regions selected for this really competitive phase one tech hub designation. And what our specific Wisconsin bio is a Wisconsin BioHealth Tech Hub, which really aims to make the state a global leader in personalized medicine and a healthcare approach that uses patients' genetic sequences, medical records, and environment to diagnose and treat them more efficiently. But
does
here
it,
we're really building,
I was gonna say, does it help having Epic in your backyard and headquartered here?
Yes, and I should have put Epic in there too, because the one thing that UW-Madison is going to be really leading in is in this health data hub. And here we're really working hand in hand with Epic also, because if you want to grapple with when innovators and people need to figure out how do we use personalized medicine, we really need to be able to have a cyber secure repository of health data that's accessible to researchers and then our collaborators in this and industry alike. And so we are building that, and we're building that with the help of also Epic, who's in our backyard, who has a lot of also expertise in this. So we're very excited about this. It opens up millions of dollars in federal funding, and it really is expected to generate a substantial number of new jobs and really boosting our state's economy. We are really a powerhouse in biotechnology across the Milwaukee through Madison region. And so this is a regional, it's like we are crossing over and really trying to partner across all of Wisconsin. And the university's program in medical, and we're also partnering with GE and GE Healthcare, which has its headquarters. So it's amazing. Wisconsin has, we are really strong in manufacturing, but also really strong in healthcare, and trying to combine these, we could become a regional hub of this.
The synergy there. I'm going to reintroduce you, Cynthia Chakowski, with us, University's Interim Vice Chancellor for Research, as we talk about the growth of funding and new efforts at UW-Madison in that area. Call in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Cynthia, topic change here. In January, a state assembly committee held a hearing for a bill that would prohibit gain-of-function research on, quote, potentially pandemic pathogens at higher education institutions. UW-Madison and Medical College of Wisconsin jointly registering opposition to this bill. Can you talk about why?
The bill was really broadly written. And so the way it was written, it was how they defined potentially pandemic pathogens was different than how the federal government defines it. And it would prevent researchers from in both the Medical College of Wisconsin and UW-Madison from performing studies that really contribute to our ability to protect the health of Wisconsinites and also our agricultural industries. For example, the bill would prohibit the university from studying how viruses like Epstein-Barr virus cause cancer, or would prohibit us from trying to do studies to understand how to protect cows from the bacteria that causes bovine mastitis, which is a significant problem for the dairy industry.
So do you think there needs to be like better transparency in this area or clearer definitions? I mean, what are the tensions in, you know, gain of function?
I think some of the tensions, so the phrase gain of function, what people tend to mean when they use this phrase is that you are doing research or on pathogens that make them more infectious or more transmissible or more cause of disease. And the university is not doing research that does that. So, but the goal, if you really think about the goal of that, is to really improve public health and prevent deaths from pathogens that already arise in nature. So in nature, these things are happening. You know, the pathogens get, you know, we see that with COVID-19. Like, we need more vaccines because the pathogen, the virus, is changing how it looks. So for us to deal with that. But so I think that we have to be very careful about how we are defining this so that we don't stop very crucial experiments on other types of viruses.
In our final seconds together, how confident are you in UW-Madison's, management of dangerous pathogens or its biorisk management system?
I'm very, very confident. All research on pathogens at UW-Madison really follows stringent university and federal requirements. Our research labs and PIs and also all our researchers are subject to multiple levels of university and federal government oversight. And we really pride ourselves on our record of safety and compliance. And I actually, if you want to really do more, I would say visit our website on pathogenresearch.wisc.edu, and you really will hear about what we're doing. And also, yes.
Cynthia, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. I just want to tell everyone, I encourage everyone to come to Madison to attend the university's 175th anniversary.
And I want to, we have to jump in here. Cynthia Chakowski, you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.